It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmell.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Or you can send your questions or comments in the hashtag Giants chat on this Wednesday morning from East Rutherford, New Jersey, in the Timex Performance Center. It's Big Blue Kickoff Live presented by Andrew Mark. My name is John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And as the Giants move forward in free agency, they make another move this past week. They bring in David Carr to be their backup quarterback, or at least I guess to compete for that backup quarterback spot with Curtis Painter, who the Giants brought in earlier this offseason. So the Giants continue to fill out their roster, bringing back some of their own players and looking elsewhere. The question this morning is, where do you think the Giants should go next? What is their biggest need in either free agency or the draft? What do you think the Giants should do with the rest of their offseason? Pardon my voice, folks. I'm battling a little bit of a cold here. Trying to fight through it. We'll get through the next 25 minutes or so till 10 o'clock, 10:30 right here on Giants.com. 201-939-4513. Let's start with Benny in Idaho. Benny, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Doing all right, Benny. What's up?
Well, I was thinking that the Giants need to improve in their secondary. We've always had a pretty strong offense the last few years, and if the defense can step it up and keep the other teams from scoring, then I think Eli, and along with Cruz and Nix and all them, can put the points up to win. I noticed our defensive line, maybe they didn't get to the quarterback as much last year, but I still feel we have a great defensive line. I noticed that other teams are getting these big breakout plays against our secondary and, you know, our safeties. I know we just re-signed Antrell Roll, Ross.
Right.
Aaron Ross, but he's more of a cornerback. And I know we still have Roll back in the safety position, but I think that's something that we really need to focus on is that secondary.
Hey, look, there's no question that the secondary had their issues last year. Obviously, Corey Webster had one of his worst seasons as a pro. You saw Kenny Phillips go down. Stevie Brown stepped in and did a great job there. Prince Mukamara had a pretty good second season. But remember, there is a symbiotic relationship between the secondary and the defensive line. When the defensive line doesn't get the pressure they're accustomed to getting, and just look at the 16.5 combined sacks between JPP, Tuck, and Osi. That is a very low number for three players of that caliber. And if you're getting that number of sacks from those three guys, you're going to have some problems.
Right, and then, of course, we did just lose. I know he had been injured, but we did lose Phillips, and
right.
From what I understand, Osi is gone. And
not yet,
and,
but...
But if we can fill those positions, maybe we can get a little more pressure, causing their quarterback to rush, and hopefully get that taken care of. But it'd be nice to see the Big Blue Wrecking Crew actually stand up to that name.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a big move in free agency. The Giants just don't have the money for it in terms of getting that secondary better. I think you could see a move in the draft. I don't think it'll be a first-round deal with the Giants pick a corner or a safety. I think the most important thing, quite frankly, is to have Corey Webster come back and have him have a Corey Webster-style season. If he comes back and, once again, you know, has some problems like he did last year, I'm not sure how much better the Giants' secondary is going to be, but I think you have to have faith that he's going to bounce back and have a better season.
Right, and you did make a good point earlier. Brown stepped up, and I was very impressed with Brown last season. I'd like to see him continue and build on what he had shown us last year. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, he was a turnover machine. He had 8 interceptions, I think. You know, he played great football stepping in. You know, they have that second-round tender on him. I don't think he signed it yet, but there's no reason to think that he's not going to be back in the mix.
Right on.
All right, appreciate it, Benny.
Hey, you have a great day.
Hey, you too, man. Thanks for the call. Idaho. I think it's my first call from Idaho ever. I've gotten, you know, Middle East. I've done Korea, Germany, England, Israel. My man Yakir out in Israel. I think that's my first Idaho. I've gotten Iowa's. I don't think I've gotten an Idaho before. 201-939-4513. Let's go to Manny in JC. Manny, what's going on, pal?
Hey, how are you? I'm a big fan. I always listen, and just glad to be on the show.
Hey, Manny, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. What's going on?
Well, you know, I really believe, and I'm going to just kind of chime in on what Benny said before. You know, Stevie Brown, my new favorite Giant, you're right, he was a turnover machine, and it was a great compliment to Antrell Roll. It kind of eases the pain of watching Kenny Phillips sign with the division rival down there. But really what I think we should concentrate on is finding a player that will really complement Prince Amukamara at the cornerback position. Like you said earlier, Corey Webster had a down year. You know, he's getting older and not any younger. He's certainly not the future at that position. And so I'd just really like to see the secondary defend some passes and maybe allow the pass rush just a little bit more time to get there.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's something, and I'm taking a look at some of the answers on Twitter as well, and a lot of people really think that the secondary is where you need to go here. The problem you come to is a lot of times, especially corners, you know, the first year they're in the league, they're going to struggle a little bit. You look at even a guy like Patrick Peterson, the first half of his first year with the Cardinals, he had some problems until he turned it on. Last year, Morris Claiborne with the Cowboys, who everyone thought was a, you know, the best defensive player and quarterback in the draft and a legit stud, he was okay in his first year. He wasn't fantastic. So I'm not sure you're going to get that snap-your-finger cure all at cornerback in that first round picking at 19. I think what you can hope for, though, is that maybe Jaron Hosley steps up in his second year, a third-round pick from the Giants draft last year, and he comes up and has a big year. Aaron Ross bounces back from a down year in Jacksonville and gives you something off the bench. But I think what Giant fans have to realize is that they're not going to field a shutdown secondary. They're going to rely on their defensive line and their linebackers and their pass pressure to disrupt opposing teams' passing attacks. They're just simply not going to dedicate the money and resources, in my opinion, to three or four or even five guys in the secondary because they're already putting that many resources into that defensive line because they think quarterback pressure is more important than, you know, trying to shut down a receiver man-on-man.
Agreed. Totally agreed. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks a lot, Manny. Look, and frankly, guys, look, I know you want to have both, and I'm sure that's the argument you guys are going to make. Well, why can't you rush the passer and shut down the wide receivers? Do both. Well, there's only so much money to go around. If you want to pay Eli, you want to pay Cruz, you want to pay Nix, eventually you're going to want to pay a running back. Then you want to pay your defensive ends. I mean, there's only so much money to go around with the salary cap, so you can't have shut down players at every position. You're going to have to work your way through in some with, you know, draft picks, veterans, you know, guys like that that outperform their contract. So that's where the Giants are going to look moving forward, I think. 201-939-4513. Ah, my buddy Jeff is up in Rhode Island. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, Johnny?
What's up, Jeff?
I hope you're feeling better, pal.
We're getting there.
Hey, before I make my comment, I was listening to the show the other day when I got home from work Monday, and I heard somebody mention something about Ramsey Biden making an impact somewhere.
Oh, boy.
And, well, you know, the only impact he's ever going to make is on a wet, sloppy field when a 250-pound linebacker falls on him because he couldn't run away from him. but anyways, I'm still looking for more upgrade at linebacker and, you know, offensive line and running back. And I don't know if that's going to happen in free agency or in the draft, but I'm just hoping and praying in the draft that we do get an impact player out of the draft, whether it's at linebacker or offensive line, because we got to do more with the offensive line, and we still got to do more with the running back situation, I believe. So I just don't think we have enough depth there right now.
Well, you know, the Giants did try to address running back by bringing in Ryan Terrain. I still think there's a decent chance Ahmad Bradshaw find his way back to the Giants if he doesn't get a big contract elsewhere. I think that's a possibility. But I think even more important than that, I think the offensive line needs to be addressed right now. I mean, they have, right now, the Kevin Booth's not back. You don't know who your starting right tackle is. You don't know who your starting left guard is. And I get, you know, going into an offseason trying to figure out one of your offensive line spots, I start getting a little nervous when I'm not sure two of my offensive linemen is. That's when I think you start running into trouble.
Yeah, by all means. And well, let's hope they take care of it, and I'm sure they will. So you have a good night out, bud.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate it. Thanks, man. 201-939-4513. I'll go through some of your comments on Twitter here. At 44 Birdman, think the Giants' biggest need is cornerback. Same for sports card collectors at sports card collect. Let's see, what else do we got here? At Koopa Troopa 00, need a stronger secondary. I think those in linebacker as well. Got a couple of the linebackers here too. Matt Barry, Phil Imbarato, him as well. My man BK at base 718 wants to focus on stopping RG3, and I think that comes back to the linebacker position where, you know, those guys can, you know, stay with him on that read option and cover and stop the run all at the same time. If you take a look here at the some of the other offensive line, Miss Stabby at Lady Blue ICU wants to make a move on the offensive line. So does at Ghost of Jiggins. I like reading some of these Twitter names. They're interesting, to say the least. Christy McIntyre wants defensive back corner specifically. So, as you can see, there is a bit of a spread here of what people want to do in terms of improving the Giants. So I got a bunch more here. I'll go through them as we move ahead here. But I want to go back to the phones first at 201-939-4513 and say hello to Mike in Virginia. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike. What's up, pal?
Hey, I think, like, I agree kind of with what the other caller said. I think our biggest concern right now would be to that offensive line. But I'm kind of worried that Reese is actually just going to, with all the free agent signings he's making, I don't think he's going to address that offensive line as much in the draft. I think he's going to go for best player available, like usual.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, that's usually what Jerry Reese does, but there are still a lot of offensive linemen that are pretty good, like Eric Winston, for example, that are out there on the free agent market. And I think Giants are going to wait to see the play out a little bit and try to grab a couple guys at bargain basement prices, for lack of a better word, towards the end of free agency.
I think that sounds good too. I think that might be what they're looking for, because let's face it, that's been something that's been our Achilles heel for a while now. It's hurt us for a while.
Look, the offensive line did a pretty good job protecting Eli last year, but you really haven't seen a consistent power running game for probably since like 2008, to be honest with you. So I'd like to see a little bit more consistency on the offensive line as well. And I think, you know, you could have a guy like James Brewer compete for a spot, that's fine, but I want somebody that he can really compete with and is going to push him. And same thing for left guard.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate the call, man.
Hey, yes, sir. Have a good day.
Hey,
thank you.
You too, Mike. Appreciate it. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, hashtag Giants Chat. Take a look at some of these questions here online. Take a look here. About the same thing, linebackers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, obviously a lot of stuff going on with the Giants. And I realized, by the way, that Stevie Brown tweeted something regarding signing his tender yesterday. The Giants have not announced that officially. So, obviously, I'm sure, Stevie Brown's not lying on his Twitter account. But unless the Giants announce it, I can't report that as factual news. So, I'm sure Stevie Brown did in fact sign it. I mean, no one's going to give up a second-round pick to go sign him. But until the Giants announce that, it's not official. So the Giants obviously want Stevie Brown back. That's why they put a tender on him. So hopefully that'll get done over the next couple of days, maybe even later on today. We'll see. 201-939-4513. Also, we have a big thing going on Giants.com today and all week long and over the next 3 weeks over the course of March Madness. We're taking a look at the best draft classes in New York Giants history. And there are a couple really surprising votes here that I'm quite shocked by. And the one I want to take a look at first is the matchup from 2004 against 1981. Now, here's the trick here. In the 2004 draft class, Phillip Rivers was a Giants first-round pick. So that's what we've listed on the website. It is noted, of course, that Phillip Rivers was included in a trade to get Eli Manning. So that's the Eli Manning draft class, virtually, if not factually. And they're going up against the 81 draft class, which basically has Lawrence Taylor, Billiard, Byron Hunt, no one that's really huge. And quite frankly, in that Eli draft class, you have Chris Snee, you have Jabril Wilson, Reggie Torbor, three other starters. So I'm surprised. And you can go to Giants.com to vote, by the way, in the New York Giants Draft Class Challenge, that 1981 is beating 2004 75% to 24%. 25%. Now, I guess it's possible that fans are just looking really quick, seeing Phillip Rivers, not seeing Eli, and just voting right away for the LT class. Which I get, you know, LT is LT. But, folks, got to show some love to your franchise quarterback here. And Chris Snee, one of the best offensive linemen in Giants history. He's been a perennial Pro Bowler since he's gotten here. So, take a look at that. I think 2004 needs a little bit more love. I get it, LT is a monster, best defensive player in the history of the game. But I think that 2004 class deserves a little bit more love from Giant fans on the Giants Draft Class Challenge on Giants.com. Again, you can go and vote there. And have your voice be heard on who you think is the Giants' best draft class of all time. 201-939-4513. Chris in Pennsylvania. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, John?
What's great going on, pal? Thanks, man.
Whatever, morning. Nothing much, man. I tell you what, looking around the NFC East, I really like what the Giants are doing. You know, they're not spending crazy money on some of these free agents, but they're getting really, really good role players that, you know, we need, especially losing Kenny Phillips, bringing in a guy like Mundy, a proven guy out of a strong defensive backfield. You know, and a lot of people are questioning at the Aaron Ross move, but I feel like it's at a great price. You know, he's familiar with the system, and he's going to be able to step into a role that really, as you were reading your tweets, everybody's saying, we need help at cornerback position. You know, and this is a guy that can really step in. And looking around the NFC East, I mean, who else is making moves, really, besides the Eagles? You know, Redskins, non-existent. They have nothing to make moves with. They really spent all their money last year on RG3.
Same with the Cowboys.
Cowboys are like a disgrace right now as far as the NFL is concerned. NFL is bashing them right now for literally not doing a darn thing.
Well, I mean, the Cowboys don't have much of a choice. They literally have about, I think, like $100,000 under the salary cap. They have about $10 million dedicated to Anthony Spencer because they gave him the franchise tag, which I think in retrospect they'd say was a mistake based on the market for the other outside linebacker defensive ends out there. And number two, until they figure out that extension with Tony Romo, he's a $16 million cap hit this year. So, and they moved a lot of other contracts around just to get under the cap. They also have that $5 million cap penalty going back when the NFL gave the Redskins and Cowboys those punitive penalties on the salary cap. So they just don't have any money to spend right now.
So I'm looking at the NFC East as a whole. You know, I'm a macro type of guy. So
right.
We need to make the playoffs by winning the NFC East. And I know right now with us making the moves that we're making and sort of bolstering our areas that we were weak in, I'd say the one thing that we really need is that really great emotional leader. And I was kind of upset when Bradshaw left because he was that guy for us. You know, same thing with Jacobs. Those were the guys who would, no matter who they're talking to on the bench, whether it's offense, defense, those guys would buy into what they're talking about and really, really get up. You know, Eli's that quiet leader, but we need that really vocal leader to speak to some of these guys as well.
Well, Chris, I guess the question I'd ask you is, and I like the Giants moves too. I think they brought in a lot of guys between 26 and 30 years old. They're prime years in the NFL. They can fit a role. But based on who the Giants might lose and who they brought back, do you think they're more talented today than they were on December 31st when their 2012 season ended?
You know, as a whole, I'd say yes, they're more talented today. But, you know, there's that roller coaster ride where they drop talent in some areas and gain talent in other areas.
Right.
You know, so I'm looking at that overall, you know, brush saying this team can win the NFC East next year.
Oh, sure they can, no question.
You know? So I'm saying that, especially in our weak points, D tackle. You know, we need Cullen Jenkins. I love that Cullen Jenkins move, man. I love it. Snatch him. He was, you know, I hate the Eagles. And
right.
It's a strong word. I don't like to say that. But he's the one guy on the Eagles, maybe one or two other players, that I'm like, man, if we could pick him up, I would just love it.
He's a good player.
And Cullen Jenkins is a great guy. I think that, you know, that argument with Andy Reid was out of frustration. You know, like the coaching staff was not projecting the right message to that team. And I feel like with our guys, as far as coaches, I feel like our coaching staff is second to none in the league, you know.
Right.
And they command respect from the players. So I think Cullen Jenkins is going to really thrive in that type of environment. And he might be one of the vocal leaders on the defense, you know. So I'd say today they have a better chance at making the playoffs than they did last year at the beginning of the season.
All right. Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, man. Great show.
Hey, thank you. 201-939-4513. Let's go down to D.C. Say what's up to my man, Alan. Alan, what's going on?
What's going on, man? Everything good here in D.C., man. Just telling you I love the show, man. And
appreciate it.
I haven't been just caught up on a bunch of the stuff that I missed over the last couple of days. And I think the moves we made are very, very important. I mean, the needed tight end, the loss of Martellus Bennett. I'm still not really thrilled about losing Martellus Bennett, but I guess for the money, it makes sense. And, you know, the guy from the Raiders, I haven't done a lot of homework on the Raiders or that guy, but he seems like a productive player. Seems like he can help us out. Again, the blocking, it's iffy. So I think that's what we need our tight ends to do. But I think looking forward, Kevin Booth, he's an important piece that we need to lock up in the draft. I think we still need help. I mean, I know we got some help from the guys from Dallas in our defense, but I think we need, you know, a young guy who can help us with the run defense. You know how I feel about Victor. I think you know, I knew the tender was coming. It was inevitable. I mean, it was one of those things where I felt like, you know, it's smart for us to just weigh out our options. And I know that, you know, Knicks is coming in next season, and there's a lot of other key players we got to take care of. But, you know, like Glenn said, you know, his productivity, we can't lose that. I mean, it's very important for us to have a guy like Victor Cruz, you know, who's always on the field. He takes those big hits, but, you know, he gets up, he plays, he's there every game, and he's very productive. You know how I feel about him, and, you know, I think we have a good chance to do well next season. I think, you know, what we do as a Giants, we pick the best players available in the draft, and I think nothing's going to change there. I think whatever's available at 19, that's what we're going to get. And I would love to see Bradshaw and OC come back at a lower rate. And what do you think about those two guys coming back?
I think you got an out, and I said this a couple days ago, I think you have an outside shot at both OC and Bradshaw making their way back to the Giants. If neither guy, again, over the past month, I think they're going to wait until the draft is over and see if another team has a need and wants to give them a little bit more money than the veterans minimum. And I think if that happens and they find that there's no takers out there, I think there's a decent chance OC and Bradshaw are both back with the Giants next year.
Yeah, I mean, I thought OC, he expected a lot of teams to come after him and give him, you know, big checks, but it doesn't look like he's getting that much interest. But he's still a solid player and a great, you know, defender. So, if he comes back to us at a lower rate, that would be awesome. And with the whole Cruz thing, you know, I understand the tender. And hopefully he has another great season for us, playing under the tender. I know he's only going to make a limited amount of money this year, but, he's going to be worth it. And eventually, you know, it's going to come to light. And I heard a lot of, you know, Giants fans saying, oh, I love Victor Cruz. I love Victor Cruz, but I don't mind letting him go. Well, then you don't really love him. You know what I mean? That's more like, I like him. He did well for us, but I don't mind him going. If you really love the guy, you know, you see his talent, you want him on the field with your team, you know?
Yeah, right, Alan, that's true. But you also can't write a guy a blank check if it's going to hurt your franchise and your ability to win football games.
Right. But he also gives you the ability to win football games. You know, if I look back at our Super Bowl run, two seasons ago, without Cruz, I don't know what we would have done. You know, even getting to the playoffs and in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, you know, without Cruz, we don't get that ring. I mean, it's just simple as that, in my opinion.
All right, appreciate the call, Alan.
Thanks, bro.
201-939-4513. Three calls on the line, three more to wrap up the show. Let's go to Tim in Jackson, New Jersey. Tim, what's up?
Hi, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Will the Giants try to sign Victor Cruz to a long-term deal?
Hey, look, Tim, they're trying. And right now the two sides are apparently far apart, or at least apart. I'm not going to throw that word far in there. That would be me editorializing. I don't know if they're far apart or not, but they're far enough apart where they can't come to an agreement now. And I'm sure the Giants are saying, you know, Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, the contract should resemble that. Victor Cruz is probably saying, no, Greg Jennings, Mike Wallace, the contract should resemble that. Odds are they'll meet somewhere in the middle. Like I've been saying since the beginning, he'll come in at around $7, $8 million. I think $8 probably more likely. 5 years, $40, give or take. And everyone will be happy. Or he could just play under the first-round tender this year. Victor is not the type of guy that's going to hold out. So if he comes in and plays under the first-round tender, good for the Giants. That's only $2.9 million that's already accounted for on their salary cap. Remember, the Giants have control over Victor Cruz. At this point, I would very much doubt another team's going to go over the top on them. So Cruz will be back one way or the other, long-term or short-term. They're trying to get him done long-term, but if they're, you know, deal with the one-year tender, they deal with the one-year tender, then they can make a tough decision next year on him and Knicks, who will both be unrestricted free agents in the same season. Let's go to Dave up in Rochester. Dave, what's up, pal?
Hey, Johnny, I just want to tell you, I know you can't confirm, but they're saying Stevie Brown did sign for $2 million for just 1 year. I know it hasn't been announced by the Giants yet, but
right.
It seems like there's so many one-year contracts this year. Is it because they're kind of waiting for the TV contract to go through next year? Or
yeah.
Is that – oh, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Look, right, the salary cap hasn't moved for, I think, 2 years now. So I think they're waiting for that new contract to kick in. The salary cap number should go up. But it's not uncommon for restricted free agents to play under that one-year tender. It happens an awful lot. So, and I expect it to happen with Stevie Brown and Andre Brown. That's the second-round tender number. So they'll play under that. They'll be unrestricted free agents after this season, and they'll go from there.
I see. And then, secondly, Mel Kiper Jr. kind of picking Ment in his mock draft, Montateo, as
saw
the
that.
Giants pick. I don't know. I want to get your opinion on that. I'm not sure if that's the way the Giants would go. I just want to see what you thought.
I mean, would I be shocked if the Giants picked a linebacker? No. Would I be shocked if they took a guy like Teo over a much
right.
better athlete like Alec Ogletree? If he's on the board, yes, that would surprise me.
All right. We still got Lance and Dettino coming tomorrow and Friday?
Yes. I am off the next 2 days. I'm going to try to heal up a little bit, get my voice back. I'm going to watch some NCAA basketball, which is always fun. Lance will be with you tomorrow, and Dettino will be in on Friday. So they will carry you home the rest of the weekend.
All right, very good. Well, I hope you feel better. You should call in Friday with Dettino. We got to do jokes.
I might do that, Dave. Thanks, man.
All right, brother. See you.
Take it easy. Oh, man. Love Dave. All right, final call of the show. Martin is down in Texas. What's up, Martin?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well, man. What's up?
All right, I wanted to find out, what's the situation on Chase Blackburn? Are we letting him go, or is he planning to come back for another season?
Well, I think right now Chase Blackburn is testing the waters. He's going to see if he can get more than a veteran minimums deal, maybe even a multi-year contract above that veteran's minimum. If he can't, my guess is that he will eventually come back to the Giants on a very small contract. And if Chase can find money elsewhere, look, he's not a guy that's made a ton of money over the course of his career. He was undrafted free agent, last guy into OTAs and minicamp the year he
right.
was undrafted. So he has every right to try to go out there and make as much money as he can. I would do the same thing if I was him. But if he can't find that interest elsewhere, I think there's a good chance he'll come back to the Giants at a very low contract number.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Martin. No problem, man. Good job on the phone today, everybody. Thank you for bearing with me with the voice. Good job on Twitter as well. I'll try to answer a lot of your tweets once the show is over, like I do every day right here on Giants.com. Big Blue Kickoff Live is, of course, every day, every weekday morning from 10 to 10:30 on Giants.com. Tomorrow, Lance will be with you. On Friday, it'll be Paul Dottino. So make sure you tune in, give them a call, and make sure you give them a hard time and keep them honest since I won't be in the building with them. I'm counting on you guys to keep these guys in check. They need to be controlled. That's the caller's job to do it. But also make sure you check out Giants.com, the Giants Draft Class Challenge. You can vote for who you think is the best Giants draft class in Giants history. A couple really close matchups, you can check those out as well. Everyone, thanks for joining us. I'm John Schmelk. Lance tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Giants.com. Check it out.